This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Jack and Dean podcast on Joy 94.9.
You are listening to Jack and Dean on Tuesday Drive here on Joy 94.9.
Who are you?
I'm Annie. I'm Annie Louie, producer of the show, filling in for Dean, who's flying off to Hong Kong at the moment.
Yes.
If he's listening on the plane, hey.
He probably is.
Yeah.
He's dedicated.
Yeah, and he's rich enough to have internet. So, welcome back to the show. And if you've been following the adventures of Jack and Dean throughout multiple episodes, you'll know that Jack is a nice single lady and she doesn't date. So, we did some BuzzFeed quizzes to figure out who is the ideal partner for Jack. And
it's with the magician, is it?
And she got an answer and it said the perfect guy for her is a magician. So the surprise guest I brought along to the show today, Davide Kaufman, Italian magician. Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi, Davide. Thank you for having me. Hi.
Oh, you're a magician.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Jack had no idea I was going to bring him on to the show. So you've got quite an impressive bio. How long have you been performing in Australia for?
Since 2012.
2012. And before that, you used to do medieval magic? Yes. You were a medieval knight. Oh.
Yes, that was awesome. That was the best thing ever. I miss it so much. Yes, in castles. In Italy, it's full of castles.
Yeah.
We're going and getting kids to play. So there was a bad guy and a good guy. I was usually the bad guy because I had long hair and a big beard.
We were very hot in here.
We were getting to basically play, I don't know, bad guy versus good guy. And
It
was also a story like Robin Hood. So there was a sheriff of Nottingham and then the kids were betraying the sheriff of Nottingham and going to the good guy. And then there was a final battle. It was the best thing ever.
That sounds amazing.
That sounds wild. Why did you quit?
Wow.
I quit because I started doing magic and I wanted a higher cachet, so that's literally why I quit. But I now in hindsight I really miss it. I really miss it.
It sounds good. You were that magic money.
Yes.
Okay, so
you were even featured in Vogue. What's Vogue Uomo?
Vogue Uomo is the male version of Vogue, I guess. I don't know. I was featured
by
I need to share the photo with you, but I was wearing a very long cape from some fashion designer.
Yeah.
And I was a feature, like a bottom, an entire page actually, a full page
of your bottom.
You can't see me very well. It's a very, very artistic photo. Yes, a bit shadow, light and shadows.
Ooh.
Yes,
oh, I like that.
Very, very fashion.
Oh, okay, very fashion. We will find that and maybe put it up on our story.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yeah. Italy. How do you say egg in Italian? I thought that was like, what's Vogue egg? Like uovo?
Yes,
a difference.
Uovo.
So Vogue uomo, which is
Vogue
much
uomo.
Fancy.
Yes, I think they sell it here as well with the same nomenclature, Vogue uomo, because uomo sounds exotic. Like it's like uomo.
That's lovely.
What's that?
Yeah, and not only that, you're also very good with kids. You've got a kids show as well.
Yes.
Tell us about the magic that you do with your children's show.
I don't know why the phrase was sounding wrong.
It did sound wrong, didn't it?
Yeah, see.
What do you do with those children? Tell us.
I'm a magic man, kids. Sorry.
This is actually a law segment where I spoke.
Catfish.
Sorry. Have a seat over there. That's it. That's it. So just to give you that, to keep it under a nice PC area.
Please.
I even perform under a different name.
Oh.
So with kids, I'm the Great Armando.
Oh, which is Armando.
Yeah, so not the normal Armando, the Great Armando.
Mm.
And I even won the Children's Show Award at last year's Magic Festival, which is something that makes me really proud.
That's great.
Yes, makes me happy because I'm one of the very few dedicated kids magician. Like, I actually enjoy doing magic for kids,
which is
rare these days. Yes.
I imagine. We have a lot of friends in the, because we both do stand-up, some friends who do children's parties. They're just like, oh, I'm a princess and I hate it.
I enjoy it, yes. Sometimes it's a bit harder, but yes, I generally enjoy it.
It's good.
Do you remember your audiences? Do you have shows where you're like, that was just awesome, and like, what's your best show?
Okay, so actually, this is a good story. My best ever show was in one of the medieval fair.
Yeah.
So I was reaching the end of everything. So basically the way it worked was that there was one protagonist that was always the kid. So Robin Hood was a kid. Mm-hmm. And we were always asking the teachers if there was someone that was maybe a bit bullied or wasn't very liked. So it was always to put the right person on the spot. So we reached the conclusion of everything. And we have this girl, which I'm not entirely sure, but clearly she wasn't liked. And she was at the end of everything, the one that needed to face me. Okay, so like I'm a big scary guy, and she's there with her little sword. Aww. And she started crying, and she was completely like she was beside herself. She was no, I can't do this, I can't do that, and everyone was heckling her. Ooh, we hate you, we don't like you.
Children are
terrible. They were terrible. Like I actually did not know what to do.
Yeah.
I don't know, suddenly something clicked in her. Mm-hmm. She gave out the yell of the scariest yell ever. Yeah. She hit me with the side of the sword, hit my nose, and I started pouring blood everywhere. And I'm actually not even acting anymore at that point. At that point, I'm freaking out.
Yeah.
You hear like 60 kid, silence. Yeah! I started chanting her name, and I'm there with blood everywhere.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, so it was real. Yeah. And I really copped it for a
couple
of years.
That's how you win over children,
yes,
with violence.
The best, yes.
Yep. Agreed.
That's great. We're going to actually get some magic from Davide after this song. So stick around and try and find out what's going to happen next, because he's already posted on Instagram on his account. What's your account, by the way?
After. No spoilers.
Oh, it's all part of the magic. So
told up.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I got told off by a magician. So Jacqueline did a BuzzFeed quiz recently, and it said the perfect partner for her was a magician. So I've brought in a magician who's Italian, based in Melbourne, Davide Kaufman.
We're married.
And now, I've just done the ceremony.
Officially.
I don't see a ring, buddy.
I didn't even bother to ask whether he was single or not till he came on the show. Are you single?
No.
I don't care.
Look, you know, he means yes, because now he's with me.
Yeah, but I mean, the magic of it all really is going to happen right now, because he's brought in some props and we did some preparation. He took a photo of you, a selfie, before he came into the studio. So now we're going to see some magic. I'm going to throw it over to you now, Davide.
Yes. So we're on the radio. Magic on the radio, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
The only way I could think of was to bring an empty prediction. That's the photo we took together.
Yes.
A beautiful frame. You have it here in front of you.
I love it.
Blank, white. Mm-hmm. There's nothing inside, because you can't see anything on the radio. So I felt like we shouldn't have any advantage over our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah? So the most classical thing, very noble. The most classical thing, the deck of cards. I'm just going to give it a quick shuffle, but I'm going to keep it really, really, really quick, as quickly as possible. What I'm going to ask you to do
is
to just give it a cut.
A little tap?
Just a cut. Cut it in half. Just cut the deck, yes.
Okay.
Perfect.
Ooh,
we're just going to give it, I'm just going to mark it exactly perfectly there.
Okay.
Now, would you agree that you cut anywhere you wanted? And that no one here, not even yourself, saw what card did you cut to.
Yes.
I'm just going to ask you to slide it out. So
slide this card out.
Yes.
Yep.
Where you cut to, I'm just going to leave it there.
Great.
And of course, you could have picked any of these cards.
I could have.
But now, no one knows what card. It's a mystery card. Except before we took a selfie.
Oh!
We took a selfie with the frame, and I posted it on my social media.
Yes.
Which is on Instagram, at Italian Magician.
Oh, yeah.
Which is very, very fancy. And I'm going to give it here, and I'm going to show it first to the camera that I see behind me. She's here.
Yes.
And now I'm actually going to show it to you for the first time.
Oh, that's cute. We look nice.
Yes.
That's cute. Oh!
But what's that?
That is a card.
Yes. Which card it is?
That is
the Six of Hearts.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, madame and monsieur, damen und herren, I perform a magic all over the world. And tonight, in Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, at Joy, with the most beautiful people I've ever had the pleasure to perform for, I'm going to show you a miracle. It will be incredible, I would say amazing, if indeed that card was a Six of Hearts. Turn it over.
May I?
You may.
Hot damn!
I'm captured it on camera.
We're getting married.
Yes, confirmed.
I confirmed it. Oh,
You can keep that as a souvenir.
I thought it was going to be the photo of us on here.
Ah, you wish.
And then we put it in the frame and I walk around going, this is my man.
It's recursive, yes.
Yes.
you can still with the selfie. I'm gonna send you the selfie so you can go around and
t-shirt.
Say, yes, you can
his
make
and
a little
hers.
T-shirt. Yes.
I'm scared. That was amazing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're most welcome.
Thank you. Give us a plug for your shows as well.
Yes, I will. I will give you a plug to the Melbourne Magic Festival in general, which runs from the June 30th to July 13. I got two shows in there, which is, one is Favole, and which is a show for the family, but all older families, mm-hmm. about the lore and stories of Italy, and often translated for the first time to give you something a bit different than pizza and pasta. Mm-hmm. And the other one dedicated to the little kids, which is called Suitcase of Wonder by the great Armando.
Fantastic.
I'm not going to bother giving you dates because there's the beautiful thing called the internet and
yes.
you can find
yes.
everything there.
Lovely.
We'll put it on our site as
yes,
well.
Yes, we'll be.
Thank awesome.
You
thank
so
you.
The video will come up as well so you can see visual proof that that really happened. Mm. So thank you so much for joining us on the show and good
thank
luck
you so
with
much for having
Melbourne Magic
me.
Festival.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.